وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Islamic Economy, a program in which we try to explore the different rulings and different directions of Islam about the different facets of economy. This program deals with what Islam says about how to spend, how to do business, and all what pertains to economy, but from the Islamic perspective. We have been discussing about some very important things that a person, if he carries out during his lifetime, he would be prosperous when it comes to Islamic economy or when it comes to economic prosperity. We have been looking at the subject of sadaqah and the after effects of sadaqah, giving sadaqah, taking sadaqah, and some questions also that pertain to sadaqah, that is, giving the poor rate. We came to realize that Islam encourages spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and helping the poor people. And this also should be done in a very tactful manner. We also realized that it had so many merits. And we also realized that Islam discourages begging. And there were some questions that we propounded and tried to answer, which we do not want to repeat in this episode. In this episode, we come to another very important deed that Islam encourages, and which if a person carries out during his lifetime, or if a person thinks about this and does the needful, then he would also have a share in effecting prosperity within the Islamic economy. And that is the question of debt, the question of giving a loan or taking a loan. One of the things that you'll find that in our riwayat and our traditions, a lot of encouragement has been given is to give a loan to a person who really is in need of a loan. And if you look at the traditions in this regard, you will come to realize how important it is when it comes to giving a loan. On the other hand, we will also realize that Islam doesn't absolutely encourage taking a loan or giving a loan to whosoever asks for a loan, because sometimes you find that a person who does really not need a loan, he just wants to overspend, and who might not even return, he doesn't have any intention to return a loan, for example. Is it appropriate to give to such people or not? We will discuss about that. But at present, we will first look at what Islam says about giving a loan. And then, inshallah, we will look at what Islam says about taking a loan. And then, a very important subject that we feel is necessary to be tackled is that when giving a loan, is it proper to make a condition of interest or not? And does Islam encourage or discourage interest. Inshallah, we will look at that. But first of all, let us look at those traditions that talk about giving a loan in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we read the traditions, we will try to explain some very subtle aspects of the tradition so that we can understand what is said by the infallible progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a beautiful tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, "Man aqrada mu'minan qardan yantaziru bihi maysurahu kana maluhu fi zakatin wa kana huwa fi salatin min al-mala'ika hatta yu'addihi ilayhi." The translation of the tradition is as follows. Whosoever gives a loan to a believer, anticipating his ease thereby, that is, expecting that his situation be at ease, his wealth would be in growth. That means his wealth would grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase his wealth, would make his wealth grow. And he would be always blessed by the angels. These two conditions will continue until the person gives the loan back.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي.
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
So while the person has not yet given the loan back, you will find that the angels send down blessings on this person, pray for the mercy of Allah to be brought down on this person continuously until the loan is given. This is number one. And number two, kana maluhu fi zakatin. That means his wealth would be in increment. Now, sometimes a person would say, but then, you know, apparently I don't see my wealth being increased. The reason for that is that increment is not always in the physical increment of the wealth. The reward that a person would get in the hereafter would be extremely abundant. And another probability is that it's not something that is far-fetched, that after he gets his loan back, he would see that from other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open his doors of sustenance for him, and he would get a lot of wealth just because of giving a loan to that person. So you find that in this beautiful tradition, there is a lot of encouragement in giving a loan. However, if we try to understand the tradition properly, we will find that there are some subtle conditions. Can you just give anybody a loan? See, there are some quyud, there are some conditions within the tradition which we would like to ponder upon. The points that we would like to consider is, number one, the loan to be given is to a mu'min, to a faithful person. See, what the riwaya says, it says, "Man aqrada mu'minan qardan." So, a mu'min is not any ordinary person. It's a person who believes in God, who is faithful. So, the person who has to be given a loan is a mu'min, for example, number one. Number two, if you look at the tradition, you find that there is a specific intention also. And the intention is, yantaziru bihi maysurahu, anticipating the ease of a believer. So, see, the intention is not that, you know, okay, if I give him, then tomorrow if I'm in problem, he will also give me. This is an intention, but you'll find that the intention is not divinely motivated. But sometimes a person becomes selfless, a person's spirit becomes theomorphic, godlike spirit, And he gives just to want to see the ease of a believer. So that's why you find that the Holy Prophet saying, يَنْتَظِرُ بِهِ مَيْسُورَهُ. So the intention should be anticipating the ease of a believer. And number three, the third very important point is to see that in this tradition there are two important outcomes. And these two important outcomes apparently reveal a physical advantage and a spiritual advantage. The physical advantage is kana maluhu fi zakatin. The apparent import of the verse shows that, you know, an increment of wealth will come about. So the way sadaqah increases a person's wealth, you are told by Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, in a tradition, إِذَا أَمْلَقْتُمْ فَتَاجِرُ اللَّهِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Or when you get poor, then do tijara, do business with Allah by giving sadaqah. That means you will get money if you give sadaqah. So this is one way of increasing wealth. Another way of increasing wealth is by giving a loan. You know, apparently you find that, I'm giving a loan, so I'm losing the money for a period. But you don't know that you are gaining a lot of money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the other door. So this is one advantage, one physical advantage. And the other advantage, which is a spiritual and a metaphysical advantage, is وَكَانَ هُوَ فِي صَلَاتٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ حَتَّى يُؤَدِّيهِ إِلَيْهِ. The second advantage is that the angels continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His blessings to them. And you know, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only mean physical mercy. It means knowledge. It means stronger faith and so on. So these are the two very important advantages. Inshallah, we will cover the other traditions in this regard in our next episode. With this, we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, بلغ مقاصدنا. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الرحمة.